chapter number 3 tonight, the book of John, chapter number 3. It's good to be here. I don't know about you, but I sure am glad to know that I am saved by God's marvelous grace. Glad that I can confidently say without a shadow of a doubt that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm just thankful to live in this time of uncertainty. We live in, it's 2019, and it seems like we constantly live in an age of uncertainty. But I sure am glad, thank God, that either by the grave or the rapture, I know where I'll be spending eternity. Amen. I tell you what, that's a blessing. And maybe if you don't know that tonight, I tell you what, it's hard to explain, but you can know it. Amen. You can know that in its uncertainty. But I'm glad, just glad to know that tonight. And I'm glad to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me tonight. And we have an advocate, amen, with the Father. We've got the best representation that anybody could have. Amen. Thank God for that tonight. I'm glad, amen. I'm glad to know that I know that I know that I'm saved. And I'm thankful. The Lord gave me this message, and I want to give a little bit of background about it, of how it was God gave it to me. It's amazing how the Lord will show you things, and He'll let you see things that will influence you. And as Dr. Williams was talking about his grandparents, I was very blessed growing up. I had both sets of my grandparents, and had both of my grandpas. I was very, very close to both of them, and I thank God for that. But I remember reading this passage of Scripture we're going to read tonight, and I remember back in my younger days when I was younger, probably before I started driving, before I obtained a license, I used to sit out on the porch with my grandpa, or my papa as I called him, and he would sit in the swing, and where they lived fairly close to a road, and every single car, we could sit out there for hours on end, and every single car that passed by, he would wave at each and every car. And I knew, it blew my mind, and I started asking him, I said, Papa, who was that? And sometimes he could tell you exactly who that person was. He would say, well, this is we're related to them, or I went to school with them, or I worked with them. And he would know each and every, some of those people, but not each and every one of them. But I used to get kind of tickled at him when I would ask him. I would say, Pop, who is that that went by? And a couple of his favorite sayings was, one of them was, that's old Hickey. That's what he would call him. He'd say, that's old Hickey. And I'd say, well, Pop, who is that? And he'd say, well, that's what's-his-name's brother. And I never will forget that. I cherish those times I got to spend with him. But, you know, there's a difference in knowing of someone and knowing them personally. There's a very big difference in knowing of someone and knowing them personally. And I know personally in my life, all the time people will come to me and they say, Spencer, do you know so-and-so? And a lot of times I'll say, I know a lot of people well, but I don't know everybody well. And I will say, I know of them. I know of them. And tonight in the book of John, chapter number 3, this is going to be some very familiar scripture, I hope, to you. And a lot of times everybody knows John 3:16. We know that's one of the greatest invitations the Lord ever gave to mankind. But there's a message to be preached tonight and a message to be taught in the book of John, chapter number 3. And I want to read tonight verses 1 through 10. But I want to preach tonight, and I guess if I had a title or a subject or a text tonight, I want to preach on the difference between acknowledging Jesus and knowing Him personally. And I want to begin reading in the first verse of John chapter number 3. I'm going to be preaching tonight again. Once again, I want to preach on the difference of acknowledging and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said in the book of John chapter 3 verse 1, it said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for this opportunity to be here. And God, I stand tonight, God, to where my own feeble knowledge or my own little feeble power, God, is going to fail me. But God, I desire tonight, as I stand here, only the power, God, that you can give. And Lord, I know, God, that the Bible said, unless the Spirit draweth. And I pray, God, tonight for a special touch. And I pray, God, tonight for your presence, Lord, as the songwriter penned, all is vain unless the Spirit come down. And Lord God, I know that you are able tonight if we'd just be willing. And God, I need you and I desire you, God. I know that I am nothing without you. But God, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I can do all things through you. And I pray, God, tonight that you just be uplifted and magnified and help me tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We see in the book of John there in chapter number 3, we read of a man called Nicodemus, a man that was very intellectually smart. If you will, tonight, he was a man that, listen, he was wide between the eyeballs, amen. That's a saying I say a lot of times. It means to be smart. It means to be intellectual. It means to be intelligent. And can I tell you today, we're living in an age tonight to where, listen, there's nothing wrong with education. Thanks be to God. I believe everybody ought to have an education. I believe all the children ought to have a chance to further educate themselves. But can I tell you tonight, we live in an age to where I think there's a lot of Nicodemuses. We live in an age to where a lot of people, they acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. They know, just as Nicodemus said here in verse 2, he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. We live in an age today to where people will say, when you come to them and ask them, have you ever been saved? Have you ever been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God without spot or blemish? And they'll tell you, I know Jesus. I've heard of Him. Hey, but can I tell you today, we need to know Him. We need to know Him. We need to know when we lay our head down on our pillow at night that if we die, if we draw our last breath, that heaven will be our home. Can I tell you tonight, neighbor, it don't cut it. It don't cut it to know of Jesus Christ. We need to know Him in the power of His resurrection. We need to know Him and only the grace that He can bestow. I'm telling you today, we need to know that we know that we know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. But can I tell you today, we say, well, I've read about Jesus. We say, I've heard about Him all my life. Can I tell you today, old Nicodemus, he's seen the works that Jesus was doing. He's seen something that he knew. He said, this man cannot do these miracles. This man cannot do these works unless God be with him. Hey, can I tell you today, we need to know that we know that we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our personal Savior. Neighbor, it don't cut it tonight to know of Him. I think back about my grandpa and how this God gave me this message. And he would say, I know of them. He would say, I know of them. Hey, can I tell you today, there's a great dire difference in knowing of the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing Him as your personal Savior. I'm telling you today, we better know that we know that we know. I'm telling you today, we better know Him as our personal Savior. We better know Him as the darling, only begotten Son of God. We better know Him if we ever want to hope to have eternal life. Jesus said over there in the book of John, chapter number 14, I believe, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm telling you today, thank God, as a 17-year-old boy, I'm telling you, I wasn't a murderer. I wasn't a drunkard. I wasn't a drug head. Hey, but can I tell you, I was lost as a sinner could be. I'd heard tell of Jesus all my life. My mama taught me the Lord's Prayer when I was younger than my daughter. She read the Bible to me. I had godly grandparents. As saints of God had been in church all of their lives, 70-year members of a church. But there come a time in my life, neighbor, I had to know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. There came a time, Dr. Williams, when I, instead of knowing of Him and knowing about what I'd heard all my life, He came to me when I was lost and undone, headed to a devil's hell. I tell you, my granny, my nana, she used to bug me all the time. Listen, I love to hunt, I love to fish, I love the outdoors, but they used to rag me all the time. The same grandpa I told you about sitting on the porch, he'd say, son, you don't need to be going hunting on Sunday. Son, you don't need to be going fishing on Sunday. You need to be in the house of God. And can I tell you, it'd make me so mad. It'd make my skin crawl. And you know what, Brother David? I'd just go on and do what I wanted to do. But I'm telling you, they never let up on me. They kept on and kept on and kept on. And I remember one Sunday morning, shortly after I had a car accident that already killed me, I was lost and undone. I was on the way to devil's hell. And let me tell you tonight, neighbor, God will get your attention. He'll come knocking on your door. He'll get you to a place. And can I tell you, I survived that wreck. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make some changes. And my nana, she kept on and she said, son, you're going to church this Sunday. And I went up there and I sat down. I tell you what, brother, I didn't want to be there. I tell you what, it wasn't where I wanted to be. But can I tell you that God, the Holy Ghost, He come by. He touched me. He showed me I was lost, undone, and on the way to a devil's hell. And can I tell you, I remember sitting there knowing of this Jesus, amen, knowing what I'd heard all my life. Hey, but I come to a place to where I seen my depravity. I came to a place to where I seen my need. And I remember I couldn't get up off that pew. I remember I had my hands welded to it. But can I tell you, right then and there in that instant, God the Holy Ghost hung me over a devil's hell. It was a dark place. And I told us, I said, you know what? It's time I want to know Him. I want to know Him for what He is. I'm telling you, I come out of that pew and I don't remember ever even walking to the altar. But thanks be to God. I believe with all of my heart, the first step I took out of that pew, He saved my soul. And can I tell you right then and there in that very instant, neighbor, I got to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Right there, it was different for me. It wasn't what everybody, you know, yeah, it was. It was everything everybody told me, but then it was more. I'm telling you, I laid down in that altar. And you know, Paul, he talked about them prayers without utterance, you know. You say, well, Spencer, what'd you pray? I'm telling you, when I got to that altar, all I could do was utter. All I could do was cry out and say, Lord, Lord, save my soul. I don't want to go go to hell. And I'm telling you, I ain't been the same since. But you know, Nicodemus here in John chapter number 3, you know, like I said, he was an intelligent man. He had a good head on his shoulders. He was a master probably of the law in that land. And he was about as educated a fellow as you could ever hope to meet. Hey, but can I tell you, neighbor, it did not cut acknowledging him. We live in an age today where it's preached and it's taught, listen, it's a doctrine out of hell, but then everybody goes to heaven. I've not found nowhere in that King James Bible where it tells me that everybody goes to heaven. People say, well, God is a God of love. Yes, He is, but He's also a jealous God. He's also a God of wrath. I'm telling you today, except a man be born again, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. Amen. I tell you today, do you know Him today? Do you know Him tonight? Do you know Him? I'm telling you, there's no greater peace than when everything in this world, is falling apart and everything in our life just don't make sense sometimes. Hey, but I'm telling you, there's no greater blessing to be had than to be able to know that you know that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Hey, can I tell you tonight that people today, they want this universal Jesus, or they say, look, just believe, easy believism, that's fine. But you know what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I believe there in verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Can I tell you the proof's in the pudding in that verse? Can I tell you, you get born again, you get washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be changes in your life. You say, well, preacher, is it all just going to snap the next day and everything's hunky-dory and everything's in order? And absolutely not. Hey, but can I tell you tonight, there will be changes in your life. Hey, you get saved, you won't be able to hang with the crowd you used to hang with. How do you know that, preacher? I tried, amen. The Bible said, wherefore come out from among them and be you separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Thank you. God bless you, brother. Amen. Some of that holy water. Amen. But I tell you today, listen, we're living in an age, they say, well, I can be saved and do whatever I want. I guarantee you, I can take you to a graveyard, one of the oldest graveyards there is around here, and I guarantee you there's some people there that did get saved, but can I tell you, they turned away from God, and He put them in the grave. I guarantee you, you cannot be saved, you cannot be right with God and serve sin. I don't care, you show me chapter and verse. You can attempt it. Anybody ever been chastened by God? You ever had your hind end wore out? I have. And I remember them. But you know, this world's full of people. I think about my grandpa again and how we would sit there and I would think, man, he just waves at everybody. And you know, I wanted to know, you know, at that time I didn't wave at nobody I didn't know. Now I try to wave at everybody, be cordial, be nice to them. But you know, he said, well, that's old so-and-so, or I know of them. Can I tell you, the moment that we're saved, the moment that I'm talking about being really born again, amen? And by the way, when I was, I don't know nothing about my first birth, amen? But I remember the second one. Hello? And as you can tell, if you know me, bless God, it wasn't a dry one, amen? It was thick, amen? But I tell you today that except we be born again. Now you think about that, and that's what Nicodemus, he was throwing the anatomy out here. Nicodemus said, well, what is a man to do? Is he to crawl into his mama's womb the second time? It blew his mind, and I'm going to share some scripture with you in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and quote it, but we'll go there in a minute. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 3:19. It said, the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. Except a man be born again.
And I guarantee you, you get washed in the blood, you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to know it. It ain't no experience we're going to soon forget. But how about it tonight? I wonder tonight how many people, I think about this all the time, and listen, I'm guilty of it, but people that go to bed at night and they'll say, well, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to do that tomorrow. And you know what? There'll be a lot of them tonight that never wake up to do it. Bible said, what shall it profit a man if he gaineth the whole world and loses his own soul? Jesus said plain and simple here in verse number 7, it said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Now what about that? Now where's all this other mess that the emergent church, and where's all this other mess that the world's preaching and teaching? Where's that at? I don't see it. Am I missing something? Did I not get the email? Did I not get the text message? Where am I missing this? Can I tell you today, the blessed Word of God, hey listen, it was the same 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ, listen, I know there's been New Testament edition, I know this, but listen, the Word of God will be the same. Man's opinion will change. What's popular will change. But I'm telling you tonight, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's not going to happen. Can I tell you today that we live in an age to where, listen, and I told you, I'm an advocate for education. Thank God. Listen, this woman one time, I'll lighten it up with you a little bit, but she called me about some work and wanted me to come out and take a look at it. And then I came out and looked at it, and I shook her hand and talked to her a little while about what she was wanting to do. And she said, Spencer, I got to tell you, you're a whole lot more intelligent than you sound on the phone. Amen. I said, well, that's a great compliment. Thank you very much. But can I tell you, God allowed me to get some education, and I'm thankful for that. But can I tell you today, we're living in an age to where people, they don't want their children raised up in the house of God. They'd rather them be playing ball than coming to the knowledge of saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, can I tell you today that people, they ought to be getting their children in the house of God. They ought to be telling them about Jesus, but they ought to be doing everything they can do to make sure they know the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I want my child to grow up and be a doctor or a lawyer. You know, that's all well and good, but let me tell you something. First and foremost, I want my children to grow up and be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then they can do whatever they want to do. But we see how Nicodemus, he knew of this Jesus, amen. He had heard about Him. Listen, he had even got to witness the miracles that Jesus was performing. I'm telling you, he's talking about running around that church with a chicken with his head cut off. If I could have seen some of the things those men seen, I would have been worse. Probably they would have labeled me with a maniac of Gadara. Amen. That is, that guy has lost his mind. But you know, even in those days, these people were watching Jesus healing the sick, curing the lame. They even, speaking of the maniac of Gadara over in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus went by there and cast them demons out into that herd of swine. I'm telling you, those people witnessed those miracles. But for the most part, they did not know Jesus as their personal Savior. They knew of Him. I bet when people, you know how it is around here, you go to some places, listen, I don't like to gossip. If I know somewhere is full of gossip, I avoid it like the plague. And that's the truth. You can ask my wife about that. Listen, I'm not into it. I just, life's hard enough as it is without a bunch of added on mess. But you know, I can imagine those people during those days in the streets of Nazareth or the streets of Galilee or the streets of any of those cities. And you know, They're out there talking, did you hear about what that Jesus done yesterday? Did you hear about what miracle He performed last week? And they'd begin to talk and they'd begin to discuss and conversate with one another. Hey, but I'm telling you that knowing of what Jesus has done is not good enough to know Him as your personal Savior. They knew who He was. They had heard about Him probably forever. But they didn't know Him. You ever make those first impressions? And sometimes they're right. You meet somebody and you're like, phew, wow. Then the wheels start turning and you already kind of draw a conclusion about who that person is. A lot of times you're right. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're not. You know, the Bible said now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. You know, we're not promised tomorrow. I'm guilty. But you know what I've been trying to work on for the last several years? Just living for today. I try my best to. I've done it better since I've had children. I think I've got a little better at it. But brother, neighbor, you don't know. The Bible said in the book of James, what is your life? It is but a vapor. You can turn with me if you want to the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3. I want to read you a few passages of Scripture here. I believe in I want to read verses 16 through 22. What's the Holy Ghost of God telling you tonight? 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. I'm going to read verses 16 through 23. Do you know Him tonight? Or do you just know of Him? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 16... Know you not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? That's if you're saved. That's if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Verse 17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. That's some of that chastening I talked about a little bit ago. For the temple of God is holy, which temple are ye? Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. And look hard and long at verse 19. The Bible said, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ and Christ God. You know, I read that there and I was thinking about that wisdom of this world. Can I tell you, back in John chapter 3, when we were talking about Nicodemus, he was filled with earthly knowledge. Filled with it. I dare to say you could ask that man anything you wanted to ask him, save the things of God, the things of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. But I bet you could ask Nicodemus anything you wanted to ask him. I bet you he'd have an answer for it. But you know what? The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. And can I tell you today that we can intellect too much. Listen, we can formalize the things of God. We can formalize our prayer lives and our Bible reading, and we can do all this, that, and the other. I'm telling you today that sometimes the God, listen, He'll use the things, the little things to confound the wise. I tell you today that we need to know that we know that we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our personal Savior. Hey, can I tell you today that the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God? I tell you today, I've met people that thought they had arrived. I've met people that thought they was too smart for this Jesus thing. They was too intellectual for this Jesus thing. They was too eloquent for this Jesus thing. Hey, can I tell you today that it don't matter if we don't know 2 + 2. It don't matter. Listen today. We better know in our heart. We better realize. We better humble ourselves and realize that Calvary is a level field. I'm telling you today, the Bible said God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. Hey, I'm all for it. Listen, get born again, get saved, and get you some knowledge. Amen. But I tell you what, it's a sad day when we get to a place to where we think we're just too smart. We're just too educated. We're just too eloquent for this simple Jesus. You know, there's churches around, and one of them was in this neck of the woods not too long ago. I know Brother Edwin's getting tired of following me. I can't be still, amen. I wished I could, brother. But you know, they was churches that wanted your W-2 form before you could become a member. Amen. Now you tell me, if any man had read any depth or read anything of the Bible or done any praying, I believe he'd have a little more sense in yoking up with something like that. Amen. Listen, everybody wants to go another way. The way of salvation has not changed. This world might acknowledge Jesus. This crowd that's murdering babies, this homosexual, LGBT crowd, all this, that, and the other. I guarantee you, a lot of them, I guarantee you, I'm not a betting man, but I will guarantee you, there's some of them that acknowledge Jesus. But it don't cut the mustard, amen. I know I've went a little bit over, but listen, I'm going to close with this. Hear me out tonight. Hear me out. I said all I've said today tonight to say this one thing right here. Do you know Him? You know, the Spirit will bear witness. Amen. I don't always feel saved. Sometimes I have to get around people. I'm telling you what, I want to go home and jump in a bathtub full of the highest test cleaning soap you can get. I mean, I'm telling you what, just feel like the world has sunk into me. But I know in whom I have believed. And if you died tonight, if tonight, listen, everybody that's born, we get a birth certificate, right? There's only one man that knows the expiration date. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe He gives every man an appointment. I believe He gives every man a chance to be saved. What about you tonight? I'm going to ask Miss Evelyn if she'll come, please, ma'am, and play a hymn of invitation. I know it's Wednesday night, but this could be the last Wednesday night you ever live. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Why don't you come? Do you know Him? This altar is open.